Really, this is not Vyasa-pujā. We have not learned from our disciplic lines these things. At first we saw where Vyasa-pujā in the Sivas Angan. Who was priest? Who was doing? Priest was Srinivasa Acharya. But the devotee was Nityananda Prabhu himself. He has to do Vyasa-pujā. And he took flowers and he was just standing and watching here, there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at that time not. He was out. He was to come just now. But Srivas Pandit is telling that you should begin Vyasa-pujā. But he is telling, oh, means I am doing. But he never did. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they complained against Nityananda Prabhu. That Nityananda Prabhu is doing but not doing anything. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu done, then Srivas told, why you are not beginning? Oh, yes, I am beginning. And he took flowers and garland and gave it in the neck of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Really, he is Vyas. He is Gurudev. Of all Jagat Guru, Bande Krishnam Jagat Guru. So he is Krishna. So he is Jagat Guru. So he should be worshipped first of all. But here, our Gurudev, this is the appearance day of my Gurudev. So he is worshipping, he used to worship all gurus from beginning from his guru. And all acharyas of Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarditya and all. He used to do Acharya Panchak like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. All these things. And then Panchaka, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasa Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Separate archan. And then Radha Krishna Gaur Gadadhar and Nityananda Prabhu separate. Then Radha Krishna, Lalita Visakha, all. And also Vyas in the middle, Sumanta, Paila, Vaishampayan and Sumant. These five. This is called Vyas Pancha. Vyas is Guru and his four disciples of Sam, Rig, Jadu, Atharvaved. He made them the teacher of all Vedas. Sukadeva Goswami, Bhagavatam. And Sumanta, Paila, Vaishampayan and one. Paila or one. So he used to archan do. This is all makes a Vyas Puja. Any of them we neglect, then we are neglecting all. Our Gurudev also don't take. So don't think that our Guruji is only one and we will not honor anyone. Then he will also give up you. So we should try to honor from top to bottom all Gurus, Radha Krishna pair, Gaur Gadadhar also, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu also, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan are the same. So we should try to do Vyas. Vyas means a point in the middle of the circle. And from there, do like this, and take any line from center to that point, all will be equal. That is called perhaps a radius or a part.
Parameter.
Radius. All touching the circle line. Oh, here. So, Krishna is the center. And if we will make our Gurudev center, from there we will have Krishna, worship all. And it will be a Vyas of Krishna to manifest Krishna in disciples' heart. her, only he will be qualified to do like this. Otherwise, taking all receptions and all dakshina only and taking himself, he will go to hell and his all disciples will go to hell. So Vyas Puja means the Vyas Puja of Gurudev is doing his Vyas Puja, I mean his Gurudev Puja. Not that we are authorized to take all these things. Once Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told that, oh, you are worshipping me on this stage, but I am not qualified for this. I am your disciple. You are remembering me Krishna pastimes. So I am taking all your honors and dakshina and all these things and keeping it in my lotus feet of my Gurudev. He is qualified to take and to offer in the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna or Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. So this is Vyas Puja. To give the message of Krishna, to manifest Krishna, this is Vyas Puja. So we should try to do it like this, not taking only to me, only me. This is not Vyas Puja. So you are doing today puja from jnati shunyati, you have done. You should give Pushpanjali to your Guru there and then to all acharya. And then sit, then another, come turn by turn and do like this. And you should go on any kirtan. Go on kirtan.
Kirtan, Sadhana
Yasam. Respected more, sometimes.
Yes. Yes. It is Gaur Nityananda Prabhu in one altar. And in another altar, there is Gaur Gadadhar.
What are the characteristics and difference between them? Can you explain?
Gaur Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda is Balaram, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. With Gaur Gadadhar, Gadadhar is Srimati Radharani, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So you cannot have where there's Radha and Krishna, then Nityananda Balaram will not be there. Radha and Krishna.
Go on, tell him.
So
what are the visheshta kya hai?
Speciality
in them. To whom you'll prefer more? This is Rash Tattva.
So there's
both are justified in devotion. No harm, you can do archana of Gaur Nityananda. You can do worship of Gaur Gadadhar. In Navadvip, in Mayapur, there is Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu. But there is some speciality. Shyamrani can explain something.
Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. So ultimately we want to become in Lord Chaitanya's line of worshipping Radha Krishna conjugal. And wherever Radha Krishna conjugal are there, Balaram cannot be in the same place. This is a Vedic culture that the...
Vedic culture and also Brajariti.
Brajariti.
Brajariti means?
Means the activities of Braj.
Yes.
That Balaram, being the older brother of Krishna, he never is in the same place where Radha and Krishna are having their pastimes.
But Radha and Krishna both may do pranam to Baldev.
From far.
Far, both. Srimati Radhika, not going nearby. Like father-in-law or father. And he will do, give benediction from there. Baldev Prabhu. But he will not go where Radha and Krishna conjugal are. If anyone is in friendly term to Krishna, that Krishna is my sakha, following this they can worship Gaur Nityananda. But if, like Sarup Damodar, Ra Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, they always serve Gaur Gadadhar. And others like Abhiram Goswami, and likewise persons, those who were Sakha of Nityananda Prabhu are Gaur. They worship Gaur Nityananda Prabhu as a Sakharas. And in conjugal love and affection, Gaur Gadadhar. The devotees of Gaur Gadadhar are rare. Only those have so deeply gone in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can worship, like Sar Damodar. The brother of Gadadhar Pandit, his name was Baninath, always worshipping Gaur Gadadhar, still in Champakhatta, in Navadvip. So it depends on the mood of and quality of devotee. If we want to serve Nityananda Prabhu also in that with Gaur Gadadhar or Radha Krishna, then he will be worshipped as Anang Manjari, Nityananda Prabhu. Today is now 12. Our offerings are ready or not still? Preparations? Not now? If ready, then it should be offered and do aarti, and we will sit at about 5, just 5. Oh, all are not understand perhaps. You can. No, just now he is coming. It will be 2-3 minutes. The auspicious day of our Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. And gap one day, on 27th, the birthday of Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshisham Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Thakur. When our Guru Maharaj was 5 brothers, like Pandavas, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, our Guru Maharaj was called in boyhood like Bhim. He was so strong, so beautiful, that he was called Jyotsana, rays of moons. And he was so intelligent. His mother he was so beloved of his mother and father both. His elder brother, the name is
Pramod Bihari.
Pramod, but after that he took sannyas from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and he became Ullomi Maharaj. Very intelligent, he was very learned person. But he used to honor our Gurudev like his Shiksha Gurudev. Though our Gurudev was younger, but Guru Maharaj catch hold him and he brought in mud for Gurudev and he made him the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and he also told him to take renounce order from him. So he always being elder, but he was always respecting and honor our Gurudev. Our Gurudev Maharaj was so Siddhantavid that all used to fear and have great respect of our Gurudev. Though Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj gave him sannyas, but our Gurudev was senior in coming to mutt. Gurudev joined the mutt of Prabhupada in 1916. He came to Gurudev and took first initiation. And he took second initiation on 1990. And he became Brahmachari in Math. Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj and all came later on. Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, took initiation in 1921 or two, and second initiation after so many years, 19 after. And he took sannyas from my Gurudev in 1959. After me, I took sannyas in 54. And I told him, Swamiji, repeatedly requested him, oh, you should take renounce order. Our Guru Maharaj also told him, they were God brothers and friends, bosom friends. So our Guru Maharaj told him that you are a very learned person, you can preach so well. Why you are not accepting sannyas? Your wife and children have
rejected
and given dustbin. Dustbin, you know? And why you are attached now? You should give up them all. And you have not come for this thing. Then he was so much inspired. And he took sannyas in Mathura in Keshavji Gaudiya Math. What was his feeling? Kya kaha raha tha? Kis vishay par? Ullomi Maharaj, though he was elder in age, but he used to honor and respect our Gurudev like his Shiksha Guru. He used to do parikrama of my Gurudev, I have seen. And so request. Not only he, but Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj was telling to us when I went once, that I am telling a story to you. And he told that when he was admitted in law college, Sridhar Maharaj Pujyapad, then once he went to see how is Mayapur and how is Chaitanya Math of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So he came to visit, and at that time he was not disciple. He came to Chaitanya Math and he saw that there is a boy aged 20-21, very, very beautiful, very smooth, very gentleman-like, having silk and white dress, having a stick in his hand, sitting on the chair, keeping his legs on the table and doing like this. And he was thinking anything, and a very big and fat sannyasi, very renowned sannyasi came, and he did pranam on the earth for that brahmachari Vinod Bihari, who was like a gentle boy, very well decorated. And he asked like this, and Gurudev in the same mood, like this, and sitting on the chair easily, he asked something to him, replied, and again their sannyasi did pranam to him and went. Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj was telling that, oh, at that time I thought that who is this young devotee, that even so big sannyasis and renowned sannyasis are doing pranam and he is sitting like that and ordering all. Who is he? He wanted to know from anyone, and he told, oh, you don't know, this is Vinod Bihari. He is the manager of whole Mayapur, and he has controlled all the Mohammedans there. In one day he turned the Mohammedans sacrifice place?
Graveyard.
Into the Chaitanya Math. Tulsi plants and mangoes, trees, and so many, all these things, rose flowers, everything were planted in one night. He's seen a young devotee, but he is very dangerous, very powerful. If he will order, then hundreds of brahmacharis and all will follow his. And he argues, his siddhanta is so high that he is called Vedanta Acharya in whole Mayapur Math. Vedanta Acharya. Prabhupada has given his all Vedanta books to him, that I think that you are more qualified to learn all these things. Vedanta of Ramanu, Vedanta of Shankaracharya, Vedanta of Parijat Bhashya, and all kinds of Vedanta he gave. So then he was called Vedanta Acharya. After Prabhupada, all were upset, what to do? As after the disappearance of Swamiji, someone went to return to their homes, giving all these things. Some there, but not doing anything. Some here, there, divided. About 80% has left now. In the same way, when Prabhupada went, all were upset and giving up. Some were returning to home. Some became so weak. Guru Maharaj again established monthly magazine and sannyas, giving sannyas, parikrama, all things. And again a spirit came in all. Then Pujyapada Allomi Maharaj, Pujyapada Van Maharaj, Tirth Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj, all began to. And I think that is why Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati called him, this Bhakti Vedanta Swami, to our Gurudev to take renounce order. And he took and he went to all Western countries and preached in a very short time everywhere. So, this is all our Gaur family, or the family of Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So, we should never forget all these things. So, Vyas Puja is not a puja of any guru, certain, but it is a puja of all our acharya, and Krishna is the founder acharya of all, Jagat Guru, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nityananda Prabhu did it. So I think that at about 4-5 you should come all. So many speakers are there, they will speak all. I should also speak about my Guruji, about Srila Prabhupada, about Swamiji, and also Gaur Govinda Maharaj, because I have no time to stay on 27th. So we will do this, and you should again observe on that very day also. So I think that the preparations are, cooking is ready, and it should come and it should be offered, and in the evening we will see it and then discuss all this. Why not coming? Brinda? So, and you should all help to bring and to offer. Gokul Prabhu should offer. How? Yes.
Purchase to host Sultana evening.
8 is log 510 by most authentic Vaishnava Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It is the glory of the Gurudev of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But it applies to whole Gurudev. Though it is the glory of his Gurudev, but by reading this, we can know the what are the symptoms of Gurudev and what is the lakshan,
symptom
of any bona fide guru. All qualification is there. He is praying his Gurudev that my Gurudev or all Gurudev are same the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev Prabhu in a whole. And all bona fide gurus, qualified guru, having the symptoms all in 80 slokas, are like the mercy of Mool Guru Tattva, Krishna, Mahaprabhu. Whole mercy combined become the embodiment of Gurudev. So Gurudev should be so merciful to all, causeless mercy. Secondly, he should always chant 64 round. 64. With tears in his mouth. Like Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Bhaditra Madhyan Manaso Rasena. He is so expert in serving Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he is not expert in this thing, he cannot do archana, he cannot do anything, he cannot serve, he cannot dance, sing, then how he is doing this? All qualities should be there. Mahaprabhur Kirtana Nitya Gita Bhaditra Madhyan Manaso Rasena. And also by chanting, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always. Sri Vigrahara Adhana Nityanana Shringar Tanmandir. He will do himself Shringar of Thakurji. expert in doing sringar. To whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take only, renounce one here and other here. Nothing to sringar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But to sringar Krishna and especially to Radha, he is so expert. So he should not be he, but he should be she. Otherwise he cannot decorate. Understand? Any male form will not go there to decorate Srimati Radhika. So he has two forms. One like gopis and another for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In male form it may be. So he is an expert. Chatur Vidhasi Bhagavat Prasad. He can prepare four kinds of delicious preparation for offering Krishna and Radha, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is satisfied with only one shak and
labhra.
Labhra. Shak, you know?
Spinach. Spinach.
Spinach. Or he is a renounced person, nothing. He may be fasting. But Radha and Krishna, Krishna is so
fond of taste,
so much tasteful. Lakhs and lakhs kinds of rasa he can taste. So one gopi cannot quench his thirst. So lakhs and innumerable gopis of different modes, preparing under the guidance of Radhika, Radhika himself cooking all these things. Chatur Vidhasi Bhagavat Prasad. So he should be also expert. You know that Bhaktivedanta Swami was very fond of taking very tasteful thing, Mahaprasadam. He used to also cook. Our Gurudev also, myself, so in my Gurudev service, I used to cook so delicious things and so many things. So, if anyone cannot cook like this, cannot do sringar, then how he will do? So he should be expert in all. Also cheating also. His biggest cheater. Krishna is biggest cheater. And Srimati Radhika can cheat Krishna in a moment. So these two are cheaters. So he should be also like that. Expert. Those who are not willing to be sincere devotee, Gurudev will cheat them. If they want money, get them. If they want name fame, give them. But if their guru is bona fide, then they cannot cheat. So bona fide guru is needed. So Chatur Vidhasi Bhagavat Prasad Svadvanna Triptan. He will not take anything without offering. His holy master and Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without offering, what we take, water and anything, it is so impure. Siradhika Madhava Yorapara Madhurya Leela Punarupanamanam Pratikkhana Swadana Lolupas. More than this, always testing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Always remembering. He has no problem. He has nothing to manage. He has all managed.
Beyond problem.
No problem for him. No meeting and sitting. Nothing. Only remembering the past time. And always engaging all disciples and all in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu or Radha and Krishna. He is a lolup. Lolup means
greedy.
Very greedy. Very greedy. And especially Nikunja Juno Ratikeli Siddhyai Yayali Bhijukti Rafekshaniya Tatrati Dakshadati Ballavasya Vande Guru Sri Charana. Nikunja Juno, in Vrindavan there are so many beautiful groves in which Krishna plays with all gopis during so many pastimes. So he is expert in all things decorating there, everything. And how to make them meet. So he is so expert in all these things. If our Guru is not expert in that, then how I can serve? Sakshat Haritena Samasta Shastra. All Shastra has told that Gurudev is not other than Krishna himself. But not himself Krishna, Sevak of Krishna, Sevak Bhagavan, and Krishna Vishay Bhagavan. Understand this? Gurudev is not a Vishay Bhagavan. He is servant Bhagavan.
Ashray
Bhagavan. But he is manifestations of Krishna. He is Vyas. Always like Krishna, we should do pranam and archan of Gurudev first. Please first him. And then Krishna will be satisfied and be pleased himself. So Gurudev's mercy is Krishna's mercy. And if Gurudev is not happy, Krishna is not happy. So we should see the glories of Gurudev. And our Gurudev should be like that, expert in 8 slokas what he has told. He should never be fall down. He should always be above Maya. No worldly desire, no worldly problems. So is Gurudev. So Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling, glorifying his Gurudev, and also he is giving the symptoms of Gurudev. If anyone is fortunate to have a Guru like this, then he is. In a moment he will have Krishna. He can please all. Thus, yes or no? See the system in Narada.
Symptom.
We can see in Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya, then come down in Madhvendrapuri, Ishwarpuri, in Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit. We can see all these symptoms in Roop, Sanatan, Jeev, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in Narottam Thakur, then come to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then Balde Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev, and all Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, Pujyapad, all you can see. Swamiji. He has done so easy this whole world preaching, in very little time. A common person, general person cannot do this. So we can think. So we want to glorify our Gurudev like that. He has given sannyas to this Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So you can see that the person who is giving to him and he is honoring him like Siksha Guru and Sannyas Guru, how he will be glorious. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Guru of all these things, Pujyapada Siddhar Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Guru Maharaj and all others, how will be? So we are doing today pranam to the all lotus feet of all this. Having all these qualities, no problem at all. He will never fall. For a disciple, if Guru falls, it is the highest problem. Then disciple's life becomes upset. And for every repenting. So we should try to pray Krishna Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, that we can have a guru like this, having all these qualities. Never to repent, never to be worried. Also, today is our Gurudev appearance. You can see the bona fide gurus or bona fide Mahapurush, if they come in this world, there will be some speciality. Like when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came in the house of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur at Puri, when he took birth, sacred thread was there. There were signs of tilak in 12 parts of the body. And there was sign of
neck beads.
From beginning he was so something very special qualities.
Extraordinary qualities.
So our Guru Maharaj also, Swamiji Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he came in the date of Nanda Utsav, next day of Krishna birth. He used to weep if mridanga was not given to him and if anyone is not chanting Krishna. He began to weep, like Mahaprabhu. He used to play with, not with toys, with Radha and Krishna deity and khol mridanga karta. So his father arranged everything from boyhood. So our Guru Maharaj also, he was so beautiful, extraordinary, all qualities in him. His mother was very strict and he was in a lord family. Lord family means, you know,
landlord.
Also in England, lord family. So he was like, his mother was very strict, I told. And he became after his mother, not of his father, having the qualities. When he was a student in reading, his mother has told that you should come in the nick of time before sunset. Don't delay anywhere. One day, he came some late, at about 9 PM. His mother, having a stick in her hand, he was standing on the gate and looking after when he will come. At 9 when he came, mother took the stick and told, "Why you made late? Why?" He was silent, but repeatedly he asked, "I want to know the reason. Otherwise I will give this stake on your back." He told that, "Mother, there was some reason. We have a committee of boys, students, and in this big village, we have a list of very poor persons and ladies who are helpless. And we help them. the pies, the money you give me
for tiffin,
I don't take anything. I collect it. And from begging others' homes, we beg something. And to needful persons, we help. Today, a very helpless old lady was so sick, and he was about to die. No doctor, no medicine, he was helpless. I heard this, I at once went there, and I called a doctor, and I managed medicine for her. And after that, doing it became 9, and at 9 he was something
better,
and I gave a duty of my own
friend
there, that we will change our duties and whole night we will be there. I like a son like you. So from beginning he was so merciful, extraordinary, helping all. So in this life, he was so engaged in helping us, all the devotees, to take them to Krishna. Only there is in this world only one biggest problem, that we have been thrown out in the ocean of Maya. And we are always suffering. So Guru, the mercy embodiment of the mercy of Krishna, they are always so worried for us. He used to wake whole night sometimes. How to make them help to take them towards Krishna? Though he was of Lord family, but he used to work so hard for his Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot imagine. I was serving him very near, always day and night, like Namin Sabshmi. So I know him all. Having all the qualities, he used to be with his father. From boyhood, there are so many, 4 sons more, but he used to take this Vinod Bihari on his shoulders, anywhere, classes of Gita, Bhagavat, and Eli. He was the captain of, always monitor of the class, and always captain of his
team.
Groups of playing so many
sports.
His body was also very solid and very beautiful. When he joined, one of his auntie was disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati has promised that I will not make any lady
disciple.
He has promised. She went to directly, she was so learned, qualified. She went to Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, told that you have promised that you will give only initiation to male, not
females?
Why? What options these ladies had done? Why you will not give? They are not soul. They are not fallen from Krishna. They are not qualified to make
mercy.
Why? Then Prabhupada told that these moment I am giving you initiation, and he gave. He was not giving Guru Mantra to anyone, Srila Prabhupada. He used to give Malni Krishna Mantra,
Gaur Mantra,
Gaur Mantra
Kamgayatri.
And Kamgayatri. Not everything. Females, not Brahma Gayatri. Malni Gopal Mantra was so giving. This is initiation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had this only. But for our qualification, after Rupa Sanatana, the line came that we are taking initiation. So when he was not giving Guru Mantra, then our Guru Maharaj, when he met him in 1916, and second initiation was done on 1999, very beginning, at the time of Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. So he gave all the mantras but not Guru Mantra and Guruvaya Namaha and all others too. He told that, why Gurudev, you are not giving us Guru Mantra? I don't give. Then I will have to go to another guru and be initiated by another for Guru Mantra. Then he became so pleased and he gave Guru Mantra. And from there he began to give all to Guru Mantra. Guru Maharaj, when he was initiated in perhaps before initiation or after, before, in 1917, he went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. At that time he was in Navadvip Kulia with so many, four or five disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Gaur Das Babaji Maharaj was sitting in a bathroom, not bathroom, but a stool room.
Latrine.
In India, not like you here and all other countries. There will be one pot, and from upper side they will always full of
stool.
Stool and so insects.
Warm.
So dirty and so bad smell. Durgandha, smelling, bad smell. Gaur Kishore Das Maharaj easily sitting there and chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. He closed the door and he was from government. High classes of officers like district magistrate and all police superintendent came. Babaji Maharaj,
please open the door
and we want to take darshan and we want to make a very good room for you here. So please come here, there. He told that, I am sick. I cannot get up. I cannot open the door. Never. But when they reached, he opened at once. They told that we are servant of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We are disciples. At once he came and opened the door. They went inside. You see that we want to invite Prime Minister, Rashtrapati or any good officer in our
Meetings.
They don't want. Everything will be upset. They will tell Mayabad. If Prime Minister comes, what he will tell? He will tell Mayabad and all bogus things. Because he never practiced. He has no guru. But for fame and name we call all this. And give him Patrika. Patrika means?
Magazine.
Oh, Rashtrapati has come. Prime Minister has come, this officer has come, but they have nothing to do with them. He gave his mercy to him and told, I am taking your all miseries, sufferings and misery
on my head.
Be very bold and preach our whole world Krishna consciousness. So many troubles came, problems come, but our Guru Maharaj is so
bold,
powerful, bold. Swamiji also, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, so bold, never cared whole world. I also never cared for anyone. Whole world should be one party, I will be. But I will preach what our Gurudev and our disciplic orders had. We don't want to mix karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya and all other things. We don't want money, we don't want fame, name, anything. We want pure bhakti. And in pure bhakti also that raganga bhakti for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, our Guru Maharaj was serving his Gurudev. I am telling in short, should I take more tell and then you will do? Or? You should. When he was reading in college, he used to teach principals and professors Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So he told that, why I should lost my time? I should serve my Gurudev. What they can teach me? So he left the college. There was argument with them. They were following Mayavad. Our Gurudev cut their all arguments and defeated them. And he left that college and went to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And serving so much. After 3-4 years, his mother became so sick in home, very far away, about 1,000 miles from Mayapur, in East Bengal. His eldest son also took sannyas. His father was dead. Only 3 or 4 sons were there. And his mother was so weeping, and last breath he was to take. So, Bimarthi.
So ill.
She sent a letter to Mayapur, to Srila Prabhupada, that I am going to die. I want to see my child, my son, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. So send me at once that, my son. Prabhupada called Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. Oh, your mother is so ill. She may die at once, at any time. So you should go. I am ordering you. You should go and meet and then come. Go, ordered. He came from there and hid himself in any
dark room,
chanting name and weeping. It became night. Night was past. Prabhupada asked his servants, Vinod, I have ordered Vinod to go to his mother. Whether he has gone or not, where he is, he has gone or not, you should bring a message. They told them, no, Vinod Bihari is here. I saw in night in that room. He called next day. Vinod Bihari came. I told you to go to your mother and see, because she is dying. Why you don't went there? He told, holding his hands, Gurudev, if I am going there in last days and he is dying, I know that he is not a liberated soul. She may tell that I am dying, you should keep care of this home and you should be in home and support all these boys and home. Take care. Then I can, I will have to
carry his
lost order. And then I am losing everything from lives and lives. I cannot serve him. So I decided, thinking this, that by remembering me, it is remembering you and Krishna. So he will be liberated by this. And if I am going, then I am losing your service and also his life, because he will tell me and engage me in worldly life. He may tell that you should marry and be householder. Then what to do? Then Prabhupada began to weep and tell, oh, everything is okay. You are a very bona fide devotee. Understand this? So Prabhupada, all disciples were like this. So bona fide. So he was so strong in all this. Once there was a person, devotee, who was always criticized his god brothers. Always criticizing. In his opinion, only Prabhupada was guru, and after that there were no bona fide devotee. So he used to, and he was made prominent when mutt commander there. Like mutt president.
Temple was. President.
Srila Prabhupada has made him. And he was doing so. One day Prabhupada heard this and he told Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, our Gurudev, Vinod Bihari, go at once and take all the luggages of that mutt commander and bullock, keep it on bullock cart and let him go from here forever. He should not be in Mayapur. He came and he sat and was thinking something. After 2 hours, Prabhupada sent another person.
Oh,
go and see that what Vinod is doing. Has he expelled that person, offender, from temple or not? He went. He saw that Vinod Bihari is chanting Harinam and alone sitting and thinking something. Prabhupada called him. Prabhupada told, oh, he will not go. I know.
He will not send.
He will not take that offender out of temple. I know him. He is very soft-hearted. He told another person that, go at once and carry my order. And he went and took all his luggage and he...
Get him out from Mayapur.
Mayapur. Next day, Prabhupada called him, Vinod Bihari, why you don't carry my order? I have told you to get this person out of temple. He told that, Prabhu, I know that you are so merciful. I know. If I will do, carry out this order, then next moment you will tell Vinod Bihari, he is a fallen soul. Why you did so?
Call him.
And you will repent. And what then I will do? I know that you don't kisi ka aparadh nahi
hai. You never
don't take
any
anyone's
offense.
I know. That now, not next moment you will call me and will that bring that person. So I was seeing this. Then he became silent. And he began to think whether this person should be again brought up. But he saw that he cannot change his
mood
and he has crossed the boundary of Vaishnava Aparad. So he was not caught. But he was always worried for him that I have expelled him. So we have heard all these things from the mouth of our Gurudev. Once, when Prabhupada left this world, Guru Maharaj left that Gaudiya Math mission And he came in Calcutta and established a Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And that meeting, that council, Bhaktivedanta Swami was there. Also he was. He is one of the founder of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was named after his name. Gaudiya Vedanta, his padvi was.
Title
of Swamiji was Bhaktivedanta. So Guru Maharaj preferred that this name should be adopted. That Vedanta is bhakti. To preach this, we will have to take this name. So he kept this society's name, Gaudiya Vedanta Society, or name Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Vaman, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji also. I think that Bhakti Vedanta Swami was his 20th or 24th sannyasi. So, at that time, about so many prominent disciples of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, were with him. But not a single forming with them. How to support about 20, more than 25 persons, devotees. You don't know the names, but I know that from that Narhari Prabhu, though he was not sannyasi, but all sannyasi used to
respect him
and to do pranam. So many persons were. One day his godbrother came to him in Calcutta and he came to our Gurudev. At that time, at that day, it was Ekadasi. And he had not a single paisa, you know, no money at all, nothing. Guru Maharaj wanted to respect that his godbrother with so many sweets, because he was so fond of sweets. But he has no paisa at all. And there are so many Vaishnavas for mid
Anukalpa,
you know, on Ekadasi what we take. But nothing was there. He was sitting on the bed and chanting Hare Krishna, and he was slightly like this and thinking what to do. What he was thinking, I don't know. But he told me this is a story to all. So when thinking anything, and in the, he told that, no harm, today we will be Nirjala Ekadasi. Nirjala Ekadasi, you know, without taking. So all were satisfied also that today we will be Nirjala Ekadasi. But what to do? His godbrothers came and he must be given something sweet. At once he saw that there is a bird, very teeny bird.
Sparrow.
A sparrow, you know, very little bird. He was doing chi-chi-chi-chi and jumping here to there in the room, and he at once fell something in wrapped in cloth. And it came and it done a sound like jhan. And very near to Gurudev. Gurudev took that cloth and saw that there are 6 ana paisa there. Paisa means fractions of a rupee. Only 1/4 of a rupee. Like this.
No, more than 1/4.
How I guess?
30%.
He became so glad and he sent a person to market. He brought so many vegetables, kaccha,
jackfruit, green jackfruit,
so many things and so many sweets. At that time, it was so cheap in India. Brought and he was honored and he was given sweet and everything. And after that, cooking was done, Vaishnava were all given anukalpa, And in the meantime, a postman came, Keshav Maharaj, Keshav Maharaj, you have a money order from Rangoon. Pujyapad Giri Maharaj has sent 100 rupees. At that time, 100 was equal to $100.
4,000. 4,000 rupees.
More than that.
That's this. He was began to weep that Krishna has arranged all things. But we become worried. So those who are sincere Vaishnava and serving totally all by all means and senses to Krishna, he will not stop. And all his problems will be solved by Krishna himself. As you know, from Durvasa, Chakshur Darshan saved Ambarish Maharaj, and all Prahlad Maharaj, but very big demon, Hiranyakashipu. So Krishna always saves and protects and nourishes all this. So we have seen in our Gurudev all these things. There are so many things, but it will take time. I think that you should be there at 10 a.m.
Tomorrow.
In English I will tell, you know all English. In 20, 25 or 40 minutes I will tell so many things connected with Swamiji, connected with Prabhupada and connected with Krishna. His glory is glory of Krishna. His glory is glory of his holy master, not anything of her, him. So I am so much fortunate. We, the disciples of our Gurudev, are so much fortunate that we have a guru like him. Guru like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Also you are so fortunate, the disciples of Swamiji. So much fortunate to have a guru like him. It is very rare. So we are offering our lotus, our
Pushpanjali
in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and my Shiksha Guru also. Here is Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj and Puri Maharaj. I am also offering my heartly
Pushpanjali
to their feet also. Characters. By their life history, you can be so much gainful. Try to adopt all these things. How to serve Divine Master and how to serve Krishna. Very important thing, and after that I will close that. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to give him sannyas. And for three times, everything was ready. Dand was ready, red cloths were ready, also name was selected, everything was ready. But the secretary objected. Objected, mane? Theek hai?
Yes, that's correct.
Objected. That if you are giving Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, so energetic, so powerful, so expert in management and everything, writing and doing all these services. So our Gaudiya Math will be spoiled. So please don't give. He should be like a manager, secretary and all these things, managing whole Maths.
None was equal to him like
money. None was at that time expert in all these things, to manage everything. No complaint was moving to Srila Prabhupada. All complaints and everything used to go to him, and he used to solve all these things. Even court and so many things. So Prabhupada told that I want to give, but you are giving some problem. So he kept. So three times, when Prabhupada disappeared, fourth time, he has a dream that, oh, Vinod, still now you have not taken sannyas and my everything is going to ruin. My parikrama has stopped. Sannyas giving is stopped. Parikrama is stopped. Nodi parikrama, all my magazines and journals, everything, writings, book, publication, everything is stopped. You should take at once sannyas. Then Guru Maharaj decided to take sannyas. But in the meantime, when Prabhupada was here in this world, 1 year, very big party of about 100,000 devotees, he was doing parikrama of Navadvip. No? And he was establishing what is Brahmin, what is Brahmin dharma religion. And what is pure devotion, love and affection and bhakti. So all the learned persons of Navadvip became upset and opposing. He was telling that now the son of Brahman is Brahman. If he has quality, then he is Brahman. And he gave that Gita. Chatur Varnam, Maya System, Guna Karma Vibhavsa. Anyone can be Brahman by taking initiation and serving Krishna. So all became. So they wanted to kill and murder Prabhupada. So when he came in Navadvip town with so many devotees, keeping Thakurji on the back of elephant, all doing kirtan, mridang and dancing and singing, when he was in the middle of the town, they attacked at once with soda water, bottles, warm water, bricks and stones, and they wanted to kill at once. At that time, all scattered here and there, for saving their lives, elephant fled from there, and all were, all disciples and everything,
scattered here and there.
But our Gurudev, Srila Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, took Prabhupada and went, entered in a room, in a house. He used to know him from beginning, before, and he was a devotee. And he entered in and saved Prabhupada. He took the...
He changed his clothes.
He changed the clothes. He gave his white dress to Prabhupada. And took himself...
His sannyas cloth.
His red cloth, danda, and became Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati himself. And thus he sent him, Prabhupada, to Mayapur, safely. And he was there. And after police came, after that, in safety, he also went to Mayapur.
Then everybody saw that he is Vinod Bihari.
So, if Prabhupada's danda is there, Prabhupada has given his danda himself.
And his own cloth.
And own cloth, sannyasi vesh, then what remains? So, he gave at that time his sannyas. So we think that he, Prabhupada has given sannyas to him. And after that, he took sannyas in Katwa Nagar.
Mahaprabhu took sannyas.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took himself sannyas from Sridhar Maharaj.
From Keshav Bharati Mahaprabhu took.
Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshav Bharati, but Guru Maharaj took name. And he told that Prabhupada has kept my name, you know, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. Oh, he accepted. Oh, it is very good name. And he told that your name is also Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. So we see all these things as strange things in him. So Prabhupada has given him himself sannyas. So there are so many things we will describe there.
Tomorrow.
So many things, lot of things.
After that you shall give Puspanjali.
So now we will do one kirtan, Nitai Pada Kamala Krishna Dashtam. And after this we will give Pushpanjali here in the lotus feet of a translation tomorrow? Or you want to hear? You know though. How many persons are here that have not understood?
Achha.